This is a download edition of Wall Street Update on Thursday, the 11th of August. I'm Vishala Sripathna. U.S. presidential nominee Hillary Clinton has launched her manifesto for the U.S. economy. Addressing a crowd in Detroit, she rejected Donald Trump's economic agenda, criticizing him for pushing policies that she said would boost the ultra-wealthy whilst plunging the American middle classes into financial woe. She also spoke about investing in U.S. manufacturing and making college education more affordable.
It is just not right that Donald Trump can ignore his debts, but students and families can't refinance their debt. And here's something else that I really want to emphasize, because I don't think anybody in America is talking about this enough, and that is a four-year degree should not be the only path to a good job in America.
Well, Mrs. Clinton also went on to criticize Donald Trump's economic policy. Earlier, I spoke to Dan Mitchell of libertarian think tank the Cato Institute, and I asked him what he thought of Clinton's attack.
Well, Donald Trump is certainly an easy target to go after, and some of her lines were rather amusing. But I was worried about her agenda, which was lots of tax increases, lots of new government programs, more government intervention. And all of it sounds good. I mean, who doesn't want free things paid for by other people? But that's basically how Greece and Venezuela got into the mess they're in.
But she talked about Trump's proposed tax rules that would increase the gap between the rich and poor. And she said that her policies would not do that because she wasn't focusing on corporation tax as much. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, I guess it all depends. Fairness is in the eye of the beholder. But one of the few good things that Donald Trump has said, I have no idea whether he's serious about it, but one of the good things he said is he wants to lower the corporate tax rate to 15%. The U.S. has the highest corporate tax rate in the industrialized world, and it's no question that that's hurting our competitiveness, and lowering it would be a big step in the right direction. Yet she, for some, maybe she got just too taken up with Bernie Sanders, but she's moved so far to the left that she's not even willing to entertain reasonable reductions in the corporate tax rate when we're so out of whack with the rest of the world.
Well, Mrs. Clinton does support tax inversion. That's stopping U.S. companies from relocating their headquarters elsewhere to avoid tax. So she is a supporter of that, but she doesn't condone these policies of lower tax rates for these big companies in the U.S. So perhaps, I mean, there's a slight distinction there. She talks a lot about investing in manufacturing as well. Now, she's going to have to work hard to convince these so-called Rust Belt states, these states in the Midwest that lost a lot of industry from manufacturing, which left the states to go elsewhere. Do you think she's going to win ground on those sort of points?
I think she'll win ground just by the fact that she's not Donald Trump. But if she's relying just on her policy agenda, if she wants to attract the votes of people in the Rust Belt, we need more investment, more job creation in those areas. And yet she's against the lower corporate tax rate. That would probably be the single most effective way to do it. Having more government handouts and special government programs, that's never a recipe for success. Show me a country where that's ever worked. I think she needs to not be so stridently ideological. She needs to come to the middle ground, agree to a lower corporate tax rate. I think she could really make a lot of progress if she was willing to do that.
Okay, and just very quickly, you talked there about winning over Bernie Sanders supporters. She did emphasize a lot on education, on college education, and how it should be more affordable. How is she going to go about doing that?
Well, she's not. I mean, what she wants to do is more of what we've already been doing for the last several decades, which is to increase the government subsidies for higher education. But that has simply resulted in colleges and universities jacking up their tuition and fees. And so, yeah, it's been a great deal. If you're a college administrator, you're now making $400,000 a year with a big staff. But students aren't any better off. And doing more of the same on Hillary Clinton's part, I'm afraid, is going to lead to the same bad results.
That was Dan Mitchell of libertarian think tank the Cato Institute speaking to me from Washington earlier. So how did U.S. markets react to Hillary Clinton's vision for future economic policy? Earlier I spoke to Carrie Leahy of Decision Economics, who said the sentiment was very positive.
Well, the market's reaction is favorable. They're getting much more comfortable with Hillary Clinton as president. And they kind of realize that if you pass as favorable to business as her husband was in his two-term presidency. They'll do rather well in the next first 4 years of her presidency. So they're getting comfortable with her approach, and it is very sensible. I mean, even though she is talking about higher taxes on the well-to-do, she is interested in lowering corporate taxes and maintaining a business-friendly environment, which is one of the hallmarks of her husband's presidency.
Carrie Leahy of Decision Economics. A quick look at market numbers. And on Wall Street, the Dow was up 0.6% at 18,613.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.